Hello, everyone. Welcome to this podcast. This is Bob D and
Zaddy Dolphin.
Okay, that name is a little weird, but whatever. We're going to just talk about a couple of things today. Our number one issue is something that just happened this weekend. People will bring their dogs everywhere, and I mean everywhere, to work, to restaurants, to festivals, games, events, and, you know, pretty much anywhere humans go. Church sometimes, depending on the church.
I bet there's some at funerals. I wouldn't be shocked. You know, you try to get your weep on and here you got...
What's your whip? What's whip? What's this whip business?
The what?
What's a whip?
No, you're a reap.
Oh, reap. Oh.
Yeah. Excuse my accent.
What accent? I'm just trying to understand you. I know, honestly, I'm okay with animals, you know, in cages, zoos, outside of my house, you know. But this is getting ridiculous, expecting dogs. And the yes thing, and people let their dogs lick any and everybody. It's like, I don't want your dog licking, touching, sniffing.
What did that dog do to you in line? Because you jumped up when we were in that food line for that food truck.
He just tried to sniff me. I don't want a dog sniffing me. I don't want animals in my space. I rock with humans. I can deal with humans, most of them. I don't want an animal licking, sniffing, prodding, touching, looking, or even in my personal area or arena. So I'm sorry. I had to tell the lady to fall back. She and her beast.
Who let the dogs out? Woof,
woof, woof. I get that people need dogs as pacifiers because they're emotionally, intellectually, and are relationally challenged, so they have to feel love from somewhere. But, you know, leave that animal worshiping at home. Don't bring it to the public. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want a dog touching me. I don't want a dog looking at me, sniffing me. This is ridiculous. And I'm going to say a lot of these people smell like their dogs, so it's really hard to be next to them.
They don't know it, though.
Dogs smell, though. Come on.
Yeah, but they don't know it. The people who have dogs say, my dog doesn't stink. You never met anyone saying, my dog stinks. And it's like you never hear people say, hey, my child stinks. But if it did, it was like be a diaper or something. But no one ever says my dog stinks. Dogs have periods. You know, dogs have periods, right? I've been around dogs around the period. Sometimes they make them wear a diaper pad thing. Sometimes they don't.
I'm just saying they're homeless people. They're poor people. If you need that much affection, find your human to take care of.
Well, if you need that much affection, stay home with your dog. Since you love it so much, but the rest of us don't want to be touching. And of course, you know, kids are, they have to touch a dog when they see it because that's what kids do. They do dirty things. But just stay home if you and your dog are that in love. I mean, there's people who need that attention all day at nursing homes, hospitals. Go give it to them.
No, we don't even nurse them. Dog spread. It's the best way to spread
some
infection.
Some of those people would like it, though. I'm just saying the people who would like it.
But what about infection? Can we talk about that?
I mean, we go into deep conversation with Zaddy Duffin about anything healthcare related. But, you know, I'm just saying for those, I don't want to be on a plane.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about a plane. It smells so bad. This creature, I mean, this woman and her creature were like sitting next to us. I had to move. I'm like, I don't want a dog next to me. This is unnatural.
Did you move?
No, I didn't move. For who? For a dog? No. They have to move. I'm allergic. You move. I paid for a ticket.
So did
take
she
that
move?
Beast and put it in the cargo. Yes. Listen, I'm allergic to... You weren't there.
I don't remember being told that the lady had to move.
I don't have to tell you everything. Yeah. That is off it.
Zaddy Dolphin. Get it right.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Bob D, whatever your name is. All right. But this, right? If you say you're allergic, I heard that's what I was asking, that they can move you. They don't move the dog.
I'm allergic to smelly, stinky creatures and beasts. I'm allergic to animal worshiping. I call it animal worshiping because it's exactly that. People pick their homes, where they stay, based on dog parks. They walk around carrying dog poop, adults.
We'll get into that. Most people say they love animals even more than humans. Moby, the artist, just said it today, the other day on Bill Maher's show. He's like, I'm not really a fan of people, but I'm of animals.
Okay, we can put you in a zoo too. You can hang out in the zoo all day with them.
But that's the part where I want to say that a lot of people that we're seeing with dogs, especially young people, are single. They wonder why they're not having baby, sex, marriage, the whole kit and caboodle. They're walking around with dog boo-boo in their hand. Who wants to talk to you? Who wants to touch you with that. Like, I would, I don't care how good you look, pass, you got dog, you got boo-boo in your hand. You can't even shake your hand because you don't know which hand you had it in, which hand you picked it up. Oh, but I have plastic and I have sanitizer. You need running water.
And soap. And then let's talk about dogs licking people's faces. Well, come on.
That's if people, that's just going to another level.
That's disgusting. Get it in bed with them. I just saw a dog poop and get on someone's chair and a person on couch and people was like, oh, I know that dog didn't use toilet paper.
Somebody's gonna say they take the baby wipes or the doggy wipes. I know they have.
Okay, you need to work at the zoo with that foolishness.
And they wipe the dog's booty.
And people are here spending exorbitant amounts on animals when humans are homeless, humans are hungry. I think that's so
backwards.
Misaligned. Yes, it's like we value animal lives more than human lives. And even just talking about what happened, I know everyone was like, oh, Michael Vick, it was racing dogs. Oh, whatever he was doing.
You know, racing. No, I don't care if you're racing. It's the fighting. It's them ripping each other's necks off.
Okay, how about police brutality against people of color? Let's talk about that.
I mean, they talk
Where's
about
the outcry?
But, but people who love dogs. And there might be something in the DSM.
Well, that's getting debunked, but anyway.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, you know.
You can make up anything. You can make up any criteria. Let a dog lick you, pick up dog poop. Yeah, that's a disorder. That's nonsense. I just, you know, it's hard to relate to that. I get that everyone's within their rights.
In prisons and jails, now they have the animals. They say that's helping them. I could understand with them. No one cares. You got all these stinky people anyway. But when I'm at Whole Foods or the market or whatever, I don't want to be next to a dog.
Especially some of them look like they have rabies and you're just letting them loose on the hot water. Like, that's like infection capital, okay?
Have you talked to any dog lovers? We know some people only shower once a day, some only twice a week, depending on their eczema. Now, right, eczema is the big thing. Oh, I can't take showers every
day. People said that?
Yeah, people say that. Ooh. You've heard this before.
No, I've never
heard this
before.
People have said they don't shower every day. I've heard this. People say they don't shower every day.
And you stayed to finish a conversation?
Huh? I mean, I don't know where we were. It was somewhere, you know, maybe.
That's just nasty. I'm sorry.
Because of a skin condition. But how often do you think they wash their dog?
You know, I don't know. All I know is anybody that owns a dog who lets the dog stay in the house with them, they tend to smell like the animals, dogs and cats. I try to stay away from them. My friend invited me recently, and she has 4 or 5 cats. I'm like, I'm not coming to your house. It smells. And she was like, no. I was like, you smell. I was like, I can only imagine your house smells like a dead cat. Not coming. Next topic.
Yeah, now that it's interesting, but people spend thousands and thousands of dollars too on their dogs.
I know, and people cats. That's what we know.
You're part of my family.
Yeah, you need your family.
It's like a child. I hate that people say it's like a child to me. Well, you know, I don't have kids, but I have dogs. Like, that means anything. Like, that.
Yeah, a dog is your child if you're morally bankrupt and an idiot. Yes, you can treat that like your child. And remember too, when you get sick, but I hope that dog takes care of you.
Well, some people, yeah, we gotta. That's how we should label this show. Dogs aren't babies. Get it right. Something like that.
Oh, just learn how to connect with humans. I think that there's so much hate right now in the world where people are so indifferent to other people's pains. But anytime we talk about animals, there's a dog being left out on the porch or whatever else. Okay, what about the homeless man down the street? Let's talk about that. It's freaking winter. It's -5 degrees. You want to cry about some dogs? How about the humans?
Okay, nothing about that. That those emails of a dog is on a porch for our fur babies.
Oh, fur babies. I was like, oh, God, these people.
We had dogs, but they were always outside.
Yes, where they belong. Where they belong. And I want a dog in my future. Mm-hmm. I just want him not to be in my house, period.
Yeah. I think, though, we'd have to have two so they wouldn't be lonely. Dogs are people too.
Dogs are people too.
So we'd have to have two. Like, you get your Doberman Pinscher and then my Rottweiler.
I just want a police dog that can sniff for drugs. Because I'm not playing these games.
Well, yeah. Drugs are just rip off an arm.
I don't like violence. So that's you're taking it to another level. I don't want anybody to rip off a dime.
Well, if someone comes in the house, you want them to what? Be peaceful?
Go to the panic room.
The panic room. You can also defend your castle.
Okay, this is some Texas speak. Stand your ground. Oh, I'm not defending not any Texas, house. Florida. I'm not dying for a house.
Bama.
But everywhere else where people are crazy. I'm not, you know, crazy people are everywhere. And that's not to say it's only in those states. But honestly, I'm not letting I'm not dying because I'm trying to defend a house, a car, a piece of diamond.
But we didn't say dying, we say defend. That's a whole nother topic. We're on dogs right now. How dogs are useful is the point, and how dogs.
No, I do think like police, like guard dogs, and farmers, and you know hunters, they need that. I think there's value there, but I think that people are using them now as pacifiers, and just as an excuse for their inability to form human connections.
Well, remember the I told you the dogs got caught on the police, and the police came out. The dog was off a leash, just going up. We didn't know who the owner was for, you know, whatever many minutes. And then we found the owner. The police was like, oh, she says it's her service dog. And the state does not make us prove that. We can't prove. We have to just take her word for it because that's the law in the books. And I'm thinking, if you had anything else, if you had a machete out there, you were a cutlass, and you were doing like cutting the grass, they'd be asking what you were doing with that. And, you know, this lady just had her dog just off the leash doing what she wanted.
You know what? That's true. I know people of color should start having dogs and wild ones too when they get pulled over by police. And so this is my service dog. I bet you they'll stop a whole lot of shootings.
It could change the law.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you they'll change the law real quick. Have all of them. What are the wildest dogs?
Say they'll shoot your dog if your dog is out.
But they first have to survive the dog attacking them.
Yeah, there's plenty of YouTube on that. For someone who isn't about violence, you sure didn't come up with a violent situation right there. I mean, I'm talking about just intruders. You're talking about the law enforcement. You got to respect law enforcement.
I do respect law enforcement. I pay my taxes.
Yes, but you got to worship. Talk about worship. You got to worship. Worship, too.
I don't worship anybody but Jesus. Sorry.
I hear you. Well, you got our take on dogs. And if you are one of those dog lovers, we didn't want to offend you. We wanted to wake you up because you offend us having your dog at the grocery store, on the plane.
Licking at kids, smelling like garbage, passing gas every 5 seconds. We can't get off this plane, making us want to vomit. Wet dog smell, nastiness. They keep that stuff at home, man.
Okay.
Anyway, we're out. You can send us all your hate comments or not.
Our love. We'll take love, likes, and shares.
All the hate. Say, keep the hate away.
Remember, Bob D and Zaddy Dolphin.
Sounds good. We're out.